It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Oh, that's right. It's your boy Anthony Gallo, and I'm back. Taking you all the way to 5 a.m. on the greatest radio station on the planet, WFAN, in the greatest city in the world, New York City. And man, I had a whole fun night planned out. Yes, don't be scared, Jet fans. I am a Bronco fan, but I'm very, you know, high on the Jets today. And of course, the Knicks trade. But like anything in my life, the Mets ruin everything. They ruined my weekend. They ruined my night. A night should have been full of fun, you know, planning for the show, and here we are. Technically the last day of the season, but for the Mets, it's the second to last day of the season. And now, they need two wins. Two W's. They could wrap it up today, but to be safe, because we don't know how the rest of the day is going to play out, they need two W's. And it is frustrating. It is frustrating yet again. To sit here in September and watch the Pete Alonso-led Mets, the Brandon Nimmo-led Mets, choke away an opportunity to clinch, not even clinch, to wrap up what should have been an easy playoff spot. Because the only team playing worse than the Mets right now is the Arizona Diamondbacks. And yes, they're still alive. Yes, they still control their own destiny. But does anyone, and I am forever the optimist, but does anyone really think that this team is going to get it done? Does anyone think that Pete Alonso, who doesn't have a clutch hit to his name, is going to get it done? Does anyone think that Brandon Nimmo, who skirts a lot of criticism because he hustles and he's not the big name on the team, like Pete, like Lindor, does anyone think that Brandon Nimmo is going to get it done? David Peterson on the mound today. And yes, I'm very comfortable with him as a pitcher. He's been very good this year. You can make the argument that after Manaea, he's been their best pitcher. Do you have confidence in David Peterson today? Do you have confidence in anyone in that lineup outside of Francisco Lindor, who is clearly not 100%, getting the job done today? And I got to be honest, I'm going to tune in. I'm going to feign positivity and confidence, as I always do. You got to believe, blah, blah, blah. But I am not confident today. I am not confident. This is as must win could be. And I'm sick and tired of them making everything harder on themselves. The scenario now sits, if they win today and the Diamondbacks lose, they clinch. Anything short of that, they will be playing Monday for their playoff lives. And I'd rather see them win today, so they only have to win one Monday if it comes to that. Let's hope they don't have to play Monday. Let's hope that the Braves and the Mets win today and the Diamondbacks continue to choke and lose. But I got to be honest, nothing that these guys have shown at the plate gives me any confidence. Their approach is a disgrace. They all walk up there with no plan. And that's partially on them. That's partially on the coaching staff. A coaching staff we've all been very complimentary of. But they walk up there with no approach. They walk up there with no confidence. None. And that is the MO of Pete's career. I'm not going to remember anything. If this is the last three games we see Pete play, I am not going to remember anything but the disaster that is Pete when we need him. Whether it was 2019 when they got swept away by the Braves, or when they got destroyed by the Braves and the Cubs after having an awesome August. 2021 when they fell on their face in the second half. 2022 when they couldn't beat the A's. They couldn't beat the Braves. They couldn't beat the Padres. Last year, which was a wash from April on, we didn't even need the September collapse. At some point, these two guys, Pete Alonso, Brandon Nimmo, time to step up. It's time for this Mets team as a whole to step up, but my focus is on them. Because they are the guys that have been here the longest. They are the guys who have a consistent narrative. It's not even a narrative at this point. It is a fact that they are not clutch. They are not winners. Yes, baseball is not an individual sport. But this is a consistent theme with these two guys. And I would be getting on Jeff McNeil if he was here too. This is what they've done in their entire careers as Mets. And I'm sick of hearing about the home runs. I'm sick of hearing about Pete. He's one of us. I don't care if he's one of us. We're losers. I'm a Mets fan. I'm okay saying it. I'm a lifelong loser. I'm sick of being a loser. I'm sick of watching these guys year in and year out fall on their face when we need it most. 888-808-1019. And if Pete wants to be here next year, honestly, if Brandon wants to be here next year, I don't know what the GM's thinking, but I got to be honest, if they fall on their face, I think it's time to, ship both these guys out. Get McNeil. And this is not a McNeil guy, but this is not a McNeil. He's hurt right now. Just the theme of this core. And they are the core. You want to throw Edwin Diaz in there too? He does his job. And you know what? He's gotten a lot more flat for it up until the last month than Alonso has. Pete is not a superstar. He is nothing more than a stat compiler. Brandon Nimmo, great guy. A lot of hustle. The kind of guy you want to point to your kid and say, that's how you should play the game. You know what else? Not a winner. Beg for the fans to come out all you want. But this is why they didn't believe in you. And it took until the last series of the year to get people to come to the park. And I did not want to sit here today and do this. I am an optimistic sports fan. If you haven't heard me before on here, that's the way I am. I usually tell you, I'm your sports therapist. I'm here to hear your complaints. You know what? We're all complaining today. This is a one giant vent sesh. And I promise you, Jets, Knicks, Yankees, Giants, it's all on the board later. And we will get to it. Maybe not the Giants as much, but we have a lot of positive things to talk about with them. But right now, we're talking about this sorry bunch of ball players. And you know what? This has been a fun year. But we will not remember how fun this year is if they lose in this fashion. They're not even putting up fights. They go into Atlanta and they get smoked. Smoked. And they're lucky it got rained out. Because they might not be playing for their lives today. They might have been eliminated already. They get smoked. Friday night, they barely put up a fight. The only fight I saw was from the manager. And I'm not putting this on him. This predates him. This predates Buck. This predates Luis Rojas. This predates the owner. It's embarrassing. And I don't see them getting it done. And that is the worst thing about rooting for these guys. A team that made us believe all year, I believed, has slowly sucked the life out of me as a fan, yet again. And you know what? I used to feel like, oh, we're being a little too hard on these guys. Now we're not. Pete Alonso, he wants to be the face of the franchise. He wants to get paid huge money. You know what? Joke's on you, bud, because now we know who you are. The mask is off. Scooby-Doo pulled the mask off, and you're just another loser. You do it, and you know what the funniest part is? He's not going to get as much as the Mets offered him originally. And I don't want him back. Unless he does something now, we get into the playoffs and does something then, I don't want him back. And I got to be honest, Brandon Nimmo has lost me too. And yes, it's not just them. The whole team has sucked. But they are the stars. And I'm not getting on Lindor, who's suffering through injuries right now, because this team can't be trusted to miss him for a week.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They are consistently doing this year in and year out from the start of Pete Alonso's career as a Met to now. And if you somehow could tell me I'm wrong, which I'm not, I would love to hear it. I don't care how many, I don't care if he hits 700 home runs. They're all not going to matter. Because he never does it when it matters. I guarantee you, the Mets go down 4 runs today. We're going to see a Pete home. If it's 6-1 Brewers, you know we're going to get our obligatory 1-run Pete Alonso shot. Just so when his final stats read, it says 37 homers. Guy can't field. He is a... As the great Gary Cohen once said, he is a net negative. He's a butcher. And I don't want to hear anyone tell me he's not. And he's not a good butcher either. He's not the butcher I'm going to be visiting today before the Broncos and the Jets kick off. Liberty and Aces too, if you're into that. What should have been a great New York sports weekend, the Mets are getting embarrassed as a city. And it's an embarrassment. That Milwaukee Brewers team has nothing to play for right now. And they are showing how much better of a team they are. You think Pete Alonso would look across the way and get sick of Rhys Hoskins showing him up day in and day out? I can't stand Rhys Hoskins. But you know what Rhys Hoskins is? A winning player. A guy who steps up when it matters. I don't want to hear no more ho-hum stuff from either of them. It's time to get the job done. That's it. Simple as that. I don't care who's on the mound. I don't care who's at the plate. And I can tell you this much. I mentioned David Peterson. I got a whole lot more confidence in him than I do Pete Alonso and Brandon Nimmo. And yes, I am focusing on them for the time being, but it is all of them. JD Martinez, bum. Starling Marte, I bought your jersey because I'm an idiot. Alvarez and Vientos are struggling, yes, but you know what? They're two young guys. It shouldn't be like that for the rest of the dudes on this team. Luis Angel Acuña steps up to the plate. I shouldn't have more confidence in the guy with less than a month of baseball experience in the big leagues under his belt than I do for a guy who is supposedly a superstar in Pete Alonso, than I do for a guy who is supposedly a borderline all-star. I should have been an all-star this year. Brandon Nimmo should have been an all-star this year. Nope. This, and you know what? I feel for my Mets fans that are in their 50s, in their 60s, because they've dealt with this their whole lives. And I've only had 32 years of Mets misery on my life. And we're all in this together. One giant vent sesh, like I said. 888-808-1019. We are built around a bunch of losers.
They stink!
Yes, they do! This is... I was actually there for that, by the way. Story for another time. This has been such an amazing year. And I never thought... The great Rami Lavi could tell you. I would never have thought that this would happen. I started off believing in this squad. I started off... They were 0-5. The world was falling on us. And I was like, I'm not worried. This team is eventually going to get back to where they need to be. When they had the terrible early May, I was like, not really worried. When they hit that lull in August, yes, trepidation was creeping up on me, but I still was like, this team is different. They're not. I was fooled. I am a gullible loser. They are scammers, and I got scammed.
Bunch of bums.
Pete Alonso is the only thing that he fits well in New York is the sect of New Yorkers that are scammers. The guy's putting the beads on your wrist. Fill out the sheet for my basketball team. This is what I'm selling chocolates for. If you know, you know. Pete Alonso is a scammer, and he scammed all you Mets fans that defended him all year. No, he's one of us. We got to sign him back. He's going to hit 500 homers. Some people on this station said that. He's a loser. He never gets it done. Brandon Nimmo never gets it done. Yeah, he's going to give you the rah-rah. Come out, support us. Make us support you. It's a disaster. And I am sick of it. And this, it feels like 07. It feels like 08. It feels like 22. This is what they do. My entire life. And Jose Iglesias. Man, they could not give this guy a contract quick enough. Because you know what? I don't care if he's a flash in the pan. You know what he is? A guy who gets the job done. I should not be sitting here praying for Tyrone Taylor to step up to the plate instead of Pete Alonso. Brandon Nimmo, JD Martinez. I have no confidence in these guys. Starling Marte. The guys who have been here. And Alonso and Nimmo. Specifically you two. We are a city that wants to get behind our players. But I can tell you this much. You keep losing like this. You keep going out without a fight, and that is it. Pete, you're playing for your Mets career right now. Get the job done. All hands on deck today. I don't care if your foot hurts, your back hurts. It stinks that I got to sit here and pray that Lindor, that Alvarez can be in the lineup when they're not 100%, because I still trust them more than Pete and Brandon. I have tried to look at this as optimistically. Even last night after they won, I was like, you know what? They just got to win two. And now I feel like they can't even win one. They had three vets on the mound. Three guys who have done great this year. The guys that I wanted in there, I thought Peterson's been great, but the three guys I wanted in there over what else we had, because they're vets. Severino's been here before. Severino, loser. Yankee fans know. They tried to tell me this week. Loser. Sean Manaea, you've been great all year. You came up short when it mattered most. Jose Quintana, of course he gave up a run for the first time in like four starts today. Of course. And I hope the only thing positive that I can tell you before we go to break is look across the field from the Mets and realize our guy David Stearns built that. That's what we're aiming for. Not the slop that we've seen from our offense. Not the slop that we've seen from the starting pitching the last three games. Man, we got a lot to get to. We'll come back. We'll talk more Mets. We'll get into, you know, the scenarios for those that are not familiar. We obviously got to get into the Jets-Broncos. Big day for the Jets before they start a tough stretch. A big weekend for the Knicks. And I'm very confused by the reaction to the trade. We'll talk a little Yankees. They've wrapped up the one seed. We got a lot to get to. You can always check me out on the FAN socials. Also, my own socials, Pico Day underscore Gallo on X and Pico de Gallo 24 on IG. A lot to get to. 888-808-1019. I got you all the way till 5 a.m. Anthony Gallo on the Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.